在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
The Burmese High Court on Monday ruled against allowing two more defense witnesses for Aung San Suu Kyi. The decision upheld a ruling by a lower court banning Win Tin and Tin U from testifying on her behalf. The men are senior members of Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party and critics of Burma's military government. Nian Win is a spokesman for the NLD and is also one of Aung San Suu Kyi's lawyers. He says the decision demonstrates that the trial is rigged.
We always mention about this, and the trial is not fair because first, it's not a public hearing, and then we submit four witnesses for defense witnesses, but the court permit one witness, and then division of court another witness. So at that time, the prosecution side testify 15 witnesses. This is very glaring that there is no fair trial.
The High Court's rejection comes just after the United Nations Special Envoy, Ibrahim Gambari, visited Burma. He spoke with Burmese officials about a possible visit next month by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. The UN wants Burma's military government to release Aung San Suu Kyi and more than 2,000 other political prisoners. Mr. Ban is said to be considering if his presence in the country would help win their freedom or be used as propaganda. Nian Nguyen says the NLD would welcome a visit by Mr. Ban, but says the UN must increase the pressure on Burma's rulers.
We welcome always UN efforts. The result is good for democracy or not is another thing.
Burma's military has ruled the country with an iron fist for decades. The NLD won Burma's last elections in 1990, but the military never allowed the party to take power, and has since intimidated and arrested thousands opposed to military rule. Aung San Suu Kyi is on trial for violating the terms of her house arrest for allowing an uninvited guest to stay at her home without official permission. She is expected to be sentenced to up to 5 years in prison. Many of her supporters say Burma's military is using the trial to make sure she can be kept in prison next year. That way she cannot influence new elections the government is holding as part of its long-promised move toward democracy. The military-drafted constitution, however, grants the general significant control over any elected government. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.